This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
An interesting change in the global marketing of music starts today. This week, for the first time in more than two decades, new music was not released on a Tuesday in the U.S. Instead, today is New Music Friday, the first global music release day for all the major music labels, at least in 45 of the world's biggest markets. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the significance.
Under the old system, an album by, let's say, Daft Punk came out on Monday in France and Tuesday here, and then in China.
Artists like to release on a particularly auspicious date. Eight, I believe, is a particularly lucky number, so an 8th or an 18th or a 28th.
Alex Jacob of the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry says the new plan is to synchronize music releases on Friday all over the world. That's to boost social media and sales, and because Jacob says the old system encouraged piracy. You could download songs earlier in one country, then share them illegally online. Kansas City blues rocker Samantha Fish releases her newest album today.
He left me waiting by red light.
It's probably going to help sales with the stores and distributors and stuff, right? I mean, I think that's the idea.
Some industry critics worry that this one big release day will only help major labels and artists with their mega marketing machines. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.